being respectful of time and trying to move through the agenda. It's a lot to cover. We can probably do like a final summary at the end.
They met in school cafeterias. Parents, community members, and others concerned about the large number of Fresno Unified students who don't graduate school.
I think it's great. I think it's really needed. The graduation rates in Fresno Unified are horrendous, and it's a good start to get the community involved.
Marjorie Fazio is a parent of a child who attends Fresno schools. She was among those who gathered at Jefferson Elementary School on this night for a public hearing on recommendations presented by the district's graduation task force.
I think that they are a good start in the right direction.
The 38-member panel, headed by former State Assemblyman Juan Oramula, spent months coming up with 15 recommendations aimed at increasing the number of students who stay in school and graduate. Micah Yang, executive director of Stone Soup in Fresno, is a member of the task force. She says the recommendations are just that and can be changed after the public has its say.
Tonight is an opportunity for the community to come together and provide us some insight on the recommendations that we have put together since our meeting since March.
And that's exactly what they did, breaking up in small groups and poring over each recommendation one at a time.
12, right? We're on 12.
They took their task seriously and didn't hold back. Listen as they discussed the recommendation that called on the district to help parents have high expectations of their children, hold them accountable, and to perform and behave appropriately.
With the educator or teacher being present too, saying, well, your son or daughter isn't doing well in this area, it can also be embarrassing and demeaning for the student if you have a very authoritative parent.
I want my child to be there because I want him to be held accountable as much as I am.
It will be important to coach the teachers how to facilitate that kind of conversation.
Similar discussions took place at each table as each group dissected the task force proposals.
Being that it's my first time, I'm hoping to see some progress behind it. I want to see some real action.
Parents like Cassandra Kitchen came to the meeting hoping to get someone to listen to her concerns.
Why are the teachers getting away with so much, like refusing to let children go to the restroom?
Kitchen says the district needs to have a better way to address parents' complaints.
If a parent is making a complaint with the district, we shouldn't have to wait 20 days, 40 days, and then we still don't know what happened.
There was much discussion around the issue of discipline and which students are expelled and suspended from school.
In some cases, I believe that children of color are more likely to be expelled than other children, and so they kind of get thrown by the wayside.
Pamela Young is with the Fresno branch of the NAACP, and her concerns are real. A study released this year by the Department of Education showed that African American students are 3.5 times more likely to be suspended or expelled than their white peers. It also revealed that Hispanic and Black students fare poorly under school districts' zero-tolerance policies. Many who attended the public hearings say the issue must be dealt with to meet the district's goal to keep students in school and on track to graduate.
Children need to be provided with tools to improve their behavior and not simply thrown away and barred from obtaining an education.